Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. This is what week 12 looks like. One side of my eye is going, this is because of a bad filler accident, probably 3 years ago. Welcome to Calm Down Podcast.
Wait, I remember when I came over to your house and you had that, which was weird because
I just had gotten it done.
Welcome everybody to the Calm Down Podcast. We're going to calm down in 1 second, but explain, you get that because the under eye circles?
Well, all roads lead back to Jillian. She got it done recently, and it looks phenomenal. She told me you told her that. Carissa,
I did.
Loves my filler. But I tried to do it, and it had worked before. My lady, she hit a nerve. And so I have, whenever I get tired, which is every day of the week right now, and even more so week 12 of the season, it really comes out more, so you can pretty much see it. But yeah, I'm very afraid to get filler. But I've also developed this jowl situation down here that I saw a picture of myself. It looked like I was sucking on a lozenge. No, that's just me like gripping and like clenching my teeth. And I now have like a jowl thing. So all these things I'm really excited after the season to look into.
Okay, well, as somebody who's, you don't have all those things, but I can appreciate that you look in the mirror and you see all of those things on you. I've gone the other way. Now look at myself and I'm like, there's too much, the eyebrows going up to here and I'm not even doing that anymore. There's too much talks happening here.
I think it looks good.
I'm in a real, like, don't like to look at myself right now. And it's not like, my self-esteem is, like, low. Like, I feel like I have a pretty good sense of self. And, like, my dad always raised us to have confidence no matter what. But I'm bored. I'm bored of the way I look. I'm bored of everything. That's why I change my hair 7 times a day. I mean, like, we're flipping. We're not flipping. It's blonde. It's long. It's short. Like, I'm just bored of myself. But one thing that I'm so cautious of is because when I've seen myself on TV lately, I just feel like it's like that girl that's doing too much with the face. And it could just be a bad makeup situation, or it could just be this one eyebrow wants to raise the roof. And then I'm self-conscious and I'm not into it.
At least it's going that way, not the other. I told Troy Aikman the other day as we were flying to Kansas City for that thriller, I said, I'm so tired, I don't even recognize my face anymore. he started laughing so hard, but it was like, I just looked in the mirror and I was like, woof, golly. I mean, I need sleep. That's just it. But some of it is self-inflicted.
Well, I remember Kathy Thompson, my mother, had a great line. And she said one time, my dad took a picture of us and she looked at it and she goes, I thought I was much cuter than that. He goes, nope, that's exactly what you look like. And I was like, and I started laughing because I was like, sometimes I'm like, shit, maybe I have a really like warped sense of self. Like maybe I just think I'm cuter than I am, but fuck it, whatever. Anyways, Kansas City. We were just talking about that. I was so, as I know you were, jacked up for this game.
Jacked. Like doing like burpees in the morning. I was so excited for it.
I was so excited for this game. It was your guys' biggest up-to-date like regular season game. It could be, you know, well, I mean, if they don't get their shit together, a preview of the Super Bowl. I mean, you had up until that point the best team in the NFC, a team that obviously has been perennial in the AFC and the Chiefs. But like, what happened? Walk me through it. You were front and center.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the Chiefs defense play like that in a hot minute, and they completely shut down the run. I know, you know, Troy Aikman was sitting there during our game just saying, I'd run the ball. The pressure on Dak was unbelievable. Yeah, big bummer. I mean, it was funny. We were talking to a coach during pregame and we were like, well, let's hope for a good game. In their mind, they want a blowout. In our mind, we want a last minute play. You know, that's
totally.
All. People think we're totally cheering for a certain team. No, we want the last minute play. We want the Rasul Douglas interception. We want the, you know, like the touchdown last minute, all those things. So yeah, we didn't get it. That was a bummer.
I had that in updates with the Minnesota, the Packers game ended up being good game that lived up to the hype. I was happy that the Vikings had won just to sort of, I don't know, shake things up in the NFC North. So I was happy about that. The Bills, by the way, like,
wow,
where are they?
Tua Rooney, what happened?
I don't know. And the Titans, like, are they fraudulent? Like, did they just have a couple good games defensively? It's like, it's a very interesting time in the league where there's so much parity. And 1 week somebody looks great, the next week they don't. I like it, but then again, my bank account doesn't because the gambling situation is, I'm all over the map. It's not good.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Besides all that, how was the rest of the week?
The rest of the week was good. I was on your frequent flyer miles with
You were.
Interview in Minnesota, a red-eyed. How do you feel about red eyes? I hate them. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Why do you like them so much?
Because I get my whole day. I'm like, I can be very productive, get a whole day done, but then it takes me about 2 days to recover from them. So I went and did the red eye in and then went to Minnesota, had to sit down with Justin Jefferson, who you've sat down with before, who's so sweet. Ended up having a great game. So nice. And then went to Chicago for a Justin Fields interview, which is supposed to air on Thanksgiving, which he also got hurt. I hope he's okay. But a rib, spleen injury. So who knows what's happening with that. But
Eye. Don't you feel like it kicks your ass the next day? That's how I feel right now. I didn't take a red eye, but I only got 4 hours sleep. And then I slept the whole flight from Dallas to LA, but I still don't feel great. It sets you back.
You're not motivated to do anything. See, I feel like it's that thing where it's like you're always someone that if you're feeling like tired and run down, you're like, just get on the bike, just go work out, do something and keep it moving.
Yeah. And I'm going to when I'm done with this, cause I need to, that'll be the only thing that kind of wakes me up. But, So, okay. How was Chicago? You guys went out, you had fun.
Chicago was great. Good. I love Chicago.
It's great.
Chicago is like a mini New York. You get the whole metropolitan vibe, but you're not overwhelmed by the deal. I wish I was there longer, but Jillian was, again, all roads lead back to Jillian. She was in the mix. We had a great time, came back home, and just been on the grind. I'm going to go home to Seattle for Thanksgiving.
Oh, good. Okay.
You're headed to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you got Thanksgiving with the fam?
I don't even remember because I've always worked Thursdays forever. Even when I was at ESPN, I did college Thursdays. I remember my very first time I had to not be with my parents. We were in West Virginia, Western Virginia, and if it's 15 degrees and you screw up on air. And I was so sad. And I remember I was just really bummed out. And I remember pouting in my hotel room that morning and Mike Tirico texting me and asking me to go to like a backyard football game the boys were doing, like, you know, and it was so cold. And I was like, no, I'm just going to lay in my bed. And I was so sad. Now I wouldn't even know what to do with myself at a Thanksgiving. My sister and my parents get together and they do their thing. My husband always
goes. Where are they at? In LA?
No, they're in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then my husband always goes. Jackie Quick is nice enough to host the single boys and the American boys that don't really have any place to go. And it ends up just being our friends. So she always cooks a big fat feast and everybody goes to her house. So I miss it all. Yeah. I used to be able to get home and Jackie would make me a plate and then I would heat it up when I got home. But now I'm going to stay out in the Midwest because we have a game on Sunday, which is a great game, I hope. It's Packers-Rams, so that'll be interesting. 30 degrees already, the high on Sunday. Okay.
Where's the coldest you've been so far?
Yesterday was probably the coldest, and it wasn't even that bad. Casey, it was 50s to start the game, and then she dipped down a little bit. I even, me and my ears, I had to put that skull cap on because those puppies were getting a little... They were speaking to me. So
anyone who doesn't know, Erin's had ear surgery. Her ears pinned back, which I didn't know prior to doing this podcast. So her ears are very sensitive, this one.
Yes, yes, yes. So yeah. So who will be at your Thanksgiving? Does your mom make this feast? What do we do here?
This is very Kathy Thompson. Kathy's given up on holidays and not in a bad way. She's just ready for the next phase of her life. And why I say this is because my parents were 18 when they had my sister, then 20 when they had my brother, 22 when they had me. So at this point at 39, they're like, we're fucking over being parents. Like they just want to go on a Caribbean cruise. Probably not. My mom hates cruises. She thinks they're disgusting and doesn't like a buffet line, but she just wants nothing to do with like having to do motherly things. I told her, I was like, oh, we're going to come up for Thanksgiving. She goes, we're not even doing that. And I go, oh, we're not doing Thanksgiving. And she goes, no, your sister said that she'll like do it on Wednesday or something. But like, I don't know. I haven't even checked in. I go, okay. So I'm going to go up for a Thanksgiving meal at my sister's house on Wednesday and then come back to LA on Thursday. So,
okay.
You know, and my mom says it lovingly. She's just like over, you know, my parents are, they're also the people that when I got married the first time and like no one knew I even got married. And I called her like 3 months later and I was like, oh, by the way, I need to tell you something. I got married. She's like, oh, okay. Tell your dad. Cause I'm not telling him. She's just so chill about everything. So although we loved holidays and like growing up, like Christmas is a big deal for us. Like that's still in the mix, like Christmas movies, right. Christmas tree. She's just not a meddler in life. She's like, if you want to come home, great. If you don't, whatever.
When was the last time you had a real, real, like, hardcore Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I mean, is okay. that sad? I don't remember.
No.
And not in a bad way. I just, like, I think that I always end up not going home because I'll have to work on Sunday. And then yeah, it's like by the time exactly. do the travel and the whole thing. Yeah. So it's
well,
just
last
always,
year you were sick. You had corona.
Oh my God. Now one, your memory is better than mine. See, this is what happened when you have COVID to that degree. You forget. Yeah. I was stuck in an apartment in New York for 10 days. Yep. So fa la 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 la. Yeah. I don't know. Although I do love Thanksgiving. It's just not
oh,
really like.
I love it. The food is so good. I have to just have it all. I'm not going to get it, obviously, this year. But
what's your favorite?
It has to be a green bean casserole. I love what? The cream of mushroom. It's like a redneck dish, but damn, it's so good. The cream of mushroom, the beans, the fried onions on top, crispy fried onions, burnt a little bit. Mmm.
I what's could yours? Crush pumpkin pies. Pumpkin pies.
I don't really care about a pie.
Oh my God. I could be in a pie eating contest. I could be like the really? Kobayashi of pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I'm not a pie gal. I don't really care. Like an apple's fine, but it does nothing for me. My go-to like dessert, but it's not very Thanksgiving-ish. All I want is a brownie sundae. That's it. But I'm not getting that on Thanksgiving. Like that's not happening, but that's would be my go-to dessert. This leads me now to my next thing. And I was thinking about this as I was in line for a Dunkin' Donuts. I would love a Dunkin' Donuts endorsement. I need to start eating better. My body is
what?
Not going, it's not happy. And I just, well, yeah, all this travel and the drinking. And then, you know, I'm shoving two freaking Crustables in my mouth. Like as Jillian said, today, all I need to eat is air and lettuce. I just really need to like dial it back on things. And so I was like, fine. This morning, as I was at DFW, this is my last bad meal. Hi, I'd like a toasted plain bagel, please, with a lot of strawberry cream cheese.
You're a strawberry cream cheese gal.
Oh, it's so good.
What? Are Yum. You kidding me? That's like the 12-year-old EA. I can't. I don't know anyone that's into a strawberry cream cheese. You're
it's
adorable.
So delicious. And then I have to sit there in my seat as everybody's walking by and I've got my mask on and I'm just like, you know, spreading it on my bagel and then taking my mask off and eating it. I'm like, I'm so gross, but it's so delicious. But yeah, I really like tonight's the night. I'm going to watch the Bucks and the Giants and eat well.
This is what I do. I'm not a bad eater. I'm not a bad eater, but I'm a
you
very.
Don't eat, though. You don't eat
no,
a lot.
But that's not good. Like I have like struggled my whole life because I have a very bad metabolism. This is just a thing. It's genetic. Fine. That I have to really pick my calories. Like where am I going to spend these calories? And
I know.
If it has to be for wine, then we've got to like make concessions somewhere else. So do you know those Perfect bars? The ones that I eat like all the time. I think Jackie and I have talked about this. Like I've been eating one every day for like the last 4 years. It's so annoying.
This reminds me of Mean Girls.
I want to kick it. Why? Which part?
Well, those bars that she thinks will make you lose weight. Well, it gives you a lot of calories right away, and then you'll lose weight after. What?
Yes, and so that's the Perfect bar in the morning. Well, I'm all out of Perfect bars at the house, so do you know what I did? I ate
what?
Chocolate chip cookie dough for breakfast, because to me, it was like basically the same thing. Yeah, I have it, the Toll House one, in the refrigerator, and I was like, well, it's kind of the same as the chocolate chip like bar in the morning. So again, does it matter where the calories are spent? No. Like I took three scoops of it and that was equivalent to the bar. And I was like, all right, well.
You're making fun of me for having strawberry cream cheese, but you're eating raw cookie dough for breakfast?
It's all that was there. In my fridge, I will not let Kyle go grocery shopping because I don't want food in the house that I know I'll eat. It's a real problem. Like I make him just get food outside the house at all times. If you open up my fridge, there's like, I'm not kidding. There's water, there's Diet Coke.
No,
it's
unhealthy.
No, it's not. And there's cookie dough in there. It's fine.
Oh my God.
But earlier this week, so midweek catch up with you consists of a lot of different things. But more times than not, when I call you while you're at home midweek is you're walking How-How. And you were walking him this week. And there was a moment where there was a poop bag incident where he had already went to the bathroom and you used the poop bag and then he went again and you didn't have another one and you were negotiating, like talking all about how you had to come back to get another bag. And if anyone saw you leave the poop, then there was a whole thing.
It's so embarrassing, right? You feel like you're doing the walk or run of shame when your dog goes to the bathroom and you don't have a bag because our neighborhood's really small. And people obviously know who we are. And so he took a huge dump and I was like, oh my God. And I actually, what happened was I didn't bring one because this was not a time he usually does them. He does a morning or night, but this was an afternoon poo. And he, afternoon I was like, wait, where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was on the phone with you and I had to like truck it to, we have a nearby church, which they're nice enough to put poop bags out. I just always feel like people are watching and then they're like, there she is, that shitty neighbor running away, leaving her dog shit. But I like ran back as fast as I could to scoop it up. I also feel like I have to say something out loud to Howie in case the people are looking at me through their window. I'm like, we're going to go get a poop bag, honey, and we're going to come right back.
I'll take it one step further. These rings will get you. Okay.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I do not want to be in this neighborhood. And all of a sudden that ring zooms in and I'm the asshole with two of these dogs just losing their mind in the front yard. Because if someone did that to me and I caught them on a ring, I would totally expose them.
That's
so
right.
So I'll say this, like, I'll say out loud, same thing. I'll say like, I can't believe you guys are going poop again. We already used up one of your poop bags. And like, I'll make sure that I like come back with like grocery bags so that they see today Kyle went and took him down this like side street or whatever. And he walked out without a poop bag. I knew it. I watched him on the camera and I was like, son of a bitch. I was like, we cannot be caught on camera without
cleaning up
the poop. I raced down the alleyway with a grocery bag because we're out of the poop bags. And I was like, you better clean this thing up. He's like, what is going on? I was like, we cannot be those people. I cannot be caught on camera not cleaning the poop up. I've had it so bad where I've had to take leaves and like debris that's around and then try to pick it up. Now it's on the hand. Now we're walking. The dog's pulling you. It's a whole thing. But I'd rather have that than be accused of being a poop leaver. You know?
I know. Yep.
Not doing it.
I've had it so bad where my dog has had the runs and he has just like painted somebody's like really nice marble like front of their house. And I'm like, oh my God. And one bag is like, I'm just like finger painting, smearing it everywhere. And I'm like, oh my God. So I run home. Of course, I say something out loud in the air. I'm like, wow, this is messy. I'll be right back. But I come back with like a water bottle to like clean it off. Like it just feels terrible. And actually a lady was watching me from another house and she's like, thank you so much. That would have been awful to leave it. And I was like, I know, I'm mortified. Yeah.
How about at the dog park to take this one step further? You take the dogs to the dog park, they're running around. I'm not monitoring their every move, okay? It's a time for me to catch up on email. I'm looking down, I'm looking at the phone, and I get this, excuse me, ma'am, is that your German Shepherd? And I'm like this, like, oh God, she's mauling someone. What's going on here? That's a very large poop that she just did over there. Are you going to clean it up? And I'm like, well, yeah, I was getting to that. The poop that I didn't see, but yes, sir, I'm getting to it. Like, I would never point that out to someone in the dog park.
I know. Dog parks give me so much anxiety.
I know they do, which brings me to another story. So when you're on the road with a girlfriend, or let's just say like you're, you know, whatever, like you and I are going out for the night or something like that, and I have makeup in my purse.
Okay.
Or a makeup bag, more than makeup bag, but just in general, do you ever get embarrassed or feel like you have to explain when someone asks to borrow something like makeup wise, like a lip gloss or like use the brush and the bronzer? Because there's this whole thing, like if Jillian's like, hey, can I borrow something out of that like bag of yours? And I'm like, I feel so embarrassed because she's a makeup artist that I have to explain that my makeup bag isn't as nice as hers. And I'm like, oh, sorry, that's dirty or that's not nice. Like it's like a cheaper brand or something like that. Do you ever have that? Like, that hysteria?
No, because I think she knows already that I'm a hot mess and it's fine. So, I mean, I will say this loud and proud and then you wonder why I complain about getting zits. I don't know the last time I cleaned my makeup brushes. That's fucking disgusting. I don't have time. I'm, you know, like, I don't know. And I don't feel like I wear makeup enough. But again, why am I doing videos and complaining about the cystic acne? Well, probably because I haven't washed a makeup brush.
Also, did you just get so fucking dark in here?
I don't know. It's kind of dark.
What time
is
it dark at? I feel like I'm like sitting in the dark. No, the reason I'm saying that is because I'm always so embarrassed because like when I go out, like I'll take a blush brush and just throw it in the bottom of my purse.
Yeah.
Well, like a quick touch up. And if someone like sees me pulling that out of my purse, they're like, ew, that's where you carry your brushes. And I'm like, oh. Okay, good. We're on the same.
Jillian leaves the beauty blender that I'm supposed to touch myself up with at halftime, she freaking leaves it on the table. I know she's going to hear this and be like, no, I don't. Yes, you do. There's so okay. many people that like leave their shit on that. And I'm crazy enough to pick it up real quick and like wipe my face with it before I have to go talk to Mike McCarthy about what's wrong with his offense, you know?
Okay. I didn't know if that was like a thing. So I was like, am I like being gross and like putting my makeup brush in the bottom of a purse? But like, fuck it.
So am I being gross by eating cheese in my hotel room? We had a lot of interaction with our IG followers on the Calm Down Podcast IG. I was trying to be really good this week to be interactive with everybody and kind of just tell them what I was up to. But a lot of DMs and stuff.
You were, which brings us to a new segment. I just made this up. It's called Question, Comment, and Concern. Drum roll, please. Okay, so we will review. I will review. Or Aaron will review comments from our IG. One will be a question, one will be a comment, and one will be a concern. In our inaugural episode of Such Things, our first thing is a comment. We'll go to the question because we got a lot of questions about this. Please update us on the cheese sitch. This is from Sean. Aaron, what happened after the cheese?
Nothing.
Were you using the bathroom?
No, it didn't hurt my stomach. I was a little concerned about it, but several years ago when I was working for ESPN, Chris Fowler and I were in a lounge at an airport, and it was right after a game. There was like a whole like cheese spread, and I ate like probably 4 or 5 pieces of cheddar cheese, got home. The next day, I was going out of both holes, puking, vomiting. It was around this time of year, and it happened to Chris Fowler too, and it was the cheese. So I've kind of had a phobia about cheese that has been left out. They always leave it in our green rooms before our games, and like there's some talent, I'm not going to say who they are, chowing down on this. And I'm like, well, you know what? That's not going to feel good coming out like at halftime.
That's not going to feel good in the third quarter, depending on how long that's been sitting out.
Exactamundo. So this hotel we stay at is so nice, and I love a triple cream, but it wasn't really that triple creamy. It was kind of hard, and I ate it all, and I was like, oh God, I'm going to get sick. But I did. It was fine.
What is this triple cream you kept referring to? I don't know what that is.
Oh, I love a triple cream cheese. It's like the kind with like the rind outside, and then it's creamy on the inside, and then you just like smear it on a cracker. Oh, okay. It's so good.
It's a brie?
It's a brie.
It's a brie-ish. Okay. So you were fine. All was fine with the cheese situation.
All was fine. Thanks for the concern.
Okay. So speaking of concern, Rhonda, who is adorable, she sent this message. Rhonda V, this is off of your video. She said, this is so me. I stress out overthinking everything. I also would have went straight for the cheese too. On a side note, while typing this message, I accidentally sent it before finishing it and running it through. I was looking for typos. I had a mini panic attack because I didn't want my first message to you guys looking all messed up. Happy to report I figured out how to delete it. The catastrophe of a message, and all is well in my world again. LOL. So I think Rhonda's adorable for two reasons, is because she's like us in terms of, let's say, we sent a message to someone we had never sent a message before and we saw all these typos, we'd be like, what an idiot. And we'd have to do like 17 asterisks on it. But I also appreciate how she figured out how to do an unsend, because that is my favorite button on Instagram. Unsend. Have you ever used it?
I didn't know there was that button.
You don't know about an unsend?
Where is it?
Are you crazy? It is literally the button I use the most.
Oh, it's right here. Unsend. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just sent you a note on, I sent you a DM and it said, hey girl. And then it's Jackie. No. And then I just did unsend. Okay. I'm like a grandma right now.
But the kids in the streets these days are also doing the disappearing ones. You know,
I've heard about that. I don't even know that either.
I wouldn't know how to get into that either. I'm so old, and I don't want to know anything about the disappearing ones, because knowing me, I would not get them to disappear.
And I would want to disappear personally.
That's like when I was still single and some guy's like, send me something on Snapchat. And I was like, huh? I don't have a Snapchat account. And my luck, that thing will stay there forever and not go anywhere. So we're not dabbling. You know, I'll draw you a picture.
My biggest concern is we do these conference calls every week. And you know, the ones we do them with the away team and the home team. A lot of crews do Zoom, but our crew, thank God, We don't do that. We do these conference calls with the coaches and the players, and they're long. They're like an hour and a half long, but it's how we get our prep done, and it's great. But sometimes I got to pee during them. Yeah. I got to go to the bathroom. Right. And it's like, it doesn't matter if it's so-and-so or so-and-so. So it's like, I'm always like holding the phone as I pee because I don't, A, want to miss anything. And right. B, like, I always have this crazy feeling, like, what happens if like I get a text and it accidentally hits the unmute button and I'm flushing the toilet and Aaron Rodgers is going over like why they've struggled on third downs, you know? Like, they could never prove it's me, but I would always just be afraid, or I would say something like, we're out of toilet paper or something like that, you know?
Yeah, or so, you'd be getting in your car on a Bluetooth call like we had.
I've done that.
All Fox conference call. It was like the company-wide call and like everyone's on it. It's like Rupert Murdoch or something. Like everyone's the NFL, Roger Goodell's on the call. All of a sudden we hear Aaron at the valet. No, that's okay. You can leave it right there. And the entire call
I'm on a really fun conference call. And then at that moment, it's like oh shit moment. Everybody just starts texting you like, mute your phone. And I'm like, oh my God.
I cut you off. That was the best part. You go, yeah, I'm on a really fun conference call. Oh, that was fucking amazing. By the way, could have been way worse.
Could have been worse.
Oh, that's immediately what I think of in situations like that. Like this could have been real bad. I've definitely muted my phone while going to the bathroom on a lot of different calls. You gotta go.
I can't hold it. It's not good for you.
No, it's not at all. Or you unmute, say something real quick, and then do the flush because at least it's bought you some time there in the in-between.
I do that with you.
Yeah, exactly. Going back to our question, comments, and concerns. So we've covered the concern, the question, and the comment is from Ben and Phoebe. I screenshotted it. This little cutie said, just wanted to give you guys a shout out. My boyfriend introduced me to your guys' podcast, and I absolutely adore you guys. You remind me of me and my bestie. P.S. The Neti Pot episode had me in tears. True story. The struggles of sinuses. Love, Amber. Cutie. So guys, if you have a question, a comment, or concern, maybe we'll pick your DM and talk about it. But we appreciate you reaching out. A lot of comments about the cheese. Who knew?
Oh, yeah. And then this was one as well. Ryan is reminding me about our producer, Ryan. There was one from a woman and she was talking about getting pedicures from guys and girls. She was actually asking, is it weird to get one from a guy? She didn't used to think so. But when she took her husband one time to get a pedicure, a girl worked on him while a guy worked on her. And I guess the husband kept looking over the guy that was giving the pedicure and he got kind of jealous. He wasn't really the jealous type. Mm. I don't know. I gotta be honest. When I go get a manicure pedicure, I'm so out to lunch. I have ADD. I want to get out of there. It's like taking too long. Like I've got to go read. We're doing this hand. We're doing that hand. What about the massaging though? Cause I'm actually going to get a massage next week. I'm excited about it. When they ask you if you want a guy or a girl, how do you feel about that?
I always get a guy. I get a guy unless I'm doing a couple's massage, then I'll get a girl. Because if you're lying next to your husband and then a man's massaging you, Kyle's like, that's weird. We don't need like, I don't need to watch like dude massage you kind of a thing. Right. But I think the guys, because guys give a harder massage in my experience. So, and I like a really deep tissue massage, but I think it's all of like what you're, I'm not uncomfortable with anything. Like I'm always just like, whatever.
Me neither.
Like, I don't even think about it like that. I'm just like, yo, can we work this like, you know, trap, the left trap up here a little bit more? No, so it's not a big deal. Are you talking about a full body massage or just the massage at the nail salon?
No. I'm talking about a full body massage. The only thing that doesn't work for me with a full body massage, especially at like a hotel. So why am I getting one done later this week at a hotel or anything like that, is I always feel like they're not doing a really good job. And then I can't concentrate and I have anxiety. And I'm like trying to will them to certain places on my body that need it, like my neck or my back. And I feel like if all my energy goes towards that way, maybe they'll like do it. Instead, I guess I should start saying, could you like, get it over here or on my shoulders.
Oh, I do a lot of direction. I'm an air traffic controller. Okay. I'm like, let's go here, let's go there. And then I'm going to let you know after here, we're then going to also go over there. And she's like, or he goes like, that's not what we're going to do. I'm like, that is what we're going to do. Because there's a tip. There's a tip at the end of this program. And here's a tip. Follow my instructions. And that tip becomes 30% real quick. You know, I just want to let them know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like to give everyone in my life a roadmap. Then there's no confusion about where we're going with anything, you know?
Yeah.
I also have a very unhealthy relationship though with my nail technician, Lynn.
You got
like, she's
girl.
Like my best friend. Like I would like have her over at my house like all the time. Her son graduated from college and I was giving him presents. Like I love Lynn. Yeah.
You do.
I could spend all day with Lynn. You know this about me. Yeah. I've been with her forever. Yeah, she's great. Except when she tries to get like crazy and put glitter on these nails. Well, that's not happening. Okay, you've got a big week. It's Thanksgiving. This will air on Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving. We'll end it with this. Something that you're grateful for is what, Erin?
I'm grateful for the support from people like you and my friends and my family, because this has been such a trying year for us, like in the baby department, and like just grateful that like I can call you guys and just bitch to you guys and then you guys can smack me out of it. So that's that. What about you,
baby
girl?
That's so sweet. I'm grateful for friends and family. Same thing. Embarked on this journey of starting a company amidst some of the other things I was doing, and it stresses me out every single day. And it's put a strain on my relation, my marriage, it's put a strain on like my own like sense of self and like just wanting to make other people happy. Like, you know, starting a company, you don't want to disappoint anybody when you're servicing clients. I'm grateful for having people like you and friends and family that I could just like bitch to and then be like, okay, get it out of my system and then keep it moving, because that's what we do.
And with that said, if anyone's looking for any Black Friday items to purchase, don't forget Wear by Erin Andrews on Fanatics or NFL Shop, NHL Shop, NBA Shop, all the shops. I'm currently wearing our zipped hoodie, our NFL one. So yeah, if you guys are trying to
get your Christmas shopping done early. Yes. I'm actually going to be really good about that. That's what I'm going to do for the next 2 days, since I'm not doing any real Thanksgiving things. Love you all. Happy Thanksgiving. You. Question, comments, and concern in the inbox now.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.